Welcome to the Deep Dive. We cut through the noise to get you those crucial insights from thinkers really shaping our world. Today, we're looking at the work of Italian author Luigino Bottega, specifically his article, When Awareness Fades, 10 Things That Thrive in a Disconnected World, and how it connects to his bigger work, The Fractal, the Trilogy.
Mm-hmm.
And Bottega, he's not just, you know, listing trends. He asked this really challenging question after presenting his trilogy. He says, if this trend continues, what kind of products, services, and experiences will become the most successful?
Right.
And it forces you to think, this isn't sci-fi. This is about the path we're on right now based on our daily choices.
Exactly. And what I find really valuable is that Bottega isn't pointing fingers. He's essentially giving us a map.
A map.
Yeah, a map of the world we're kind of accidentally building when, you know, our awareness fades. When we lose touch with our deeper selves, the ego takes over, right? Appearance, shortcuts, instant gratification.
Yeah.
That's what starts to dominate. So today, we'll explore these 10 trends he identifies, look at the consequences he foresees, including, a rising risk of conflict. But crucially, we also want to focus on the solutions, how we can choose differently, how we can valorize awareness.
Right, let's dive in then. Bottega lays out these 10 big areas where this disconnection is really fueling growth. We'll look at the why, the sort of psychological driver, and then the hard data.
Sounds good.
Okay, first up, fast fashion and consumer trends. You mentioned the ego. How does Bottega see that playing out here? Seeking identity through clothes.
Yeah, it's a classic ego strategy, isn't it? When you feel a bit lost inside, disconnected from who you really are, grabbing onto something external is, well, it's easy. Fast fashion gives you that instant, this is me signal.
A quick fix.
A quick fix, exactly. But ego always wants new, so it's fleeting. And the numbers, wow. The market's practically tripled since 2010, heading well over $100 billion.
Triple.
Yeah. We're making twice as many clothes as 15 years ago. People are buying 60% more, but wearing them half as long. Think about Shein hitting $30 billion a year. Zara dropping new stuff weekly.
It's relentless.
It really is. It feeds that cycle of seeking identity externally, which, as Bottega argues, can never truly satisfy.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense. And it's not just clothes, right? This external validation seeking, it bleeds into our online lives too. That brings us to point two, influencer-driven social media platforms.
Absolutely. If you feel disconnected from your own worth, you start looking for it in other people's reactions, don't you? Mm-hmm. Social media is basically a giant stage for the ego likes, comments, followers become this weird kind of currency.
Mm-hmm.
And influencers, they're the stars of that stage, presenting these polished, often heavily filtered versions of reality.
Brand new growth there.
It's huge. Users more than doubled since 2015. We're talking over 5.4 billion people now.
2 out of 3 people on the planet.
Pretty much. Spending over 2 hours a day scrolling, on average. And the ad money, the sponsorships, it's all exploded because these platforms are just incredibly good at tapping into that external search for validation, that comparison game.
It feeds itself. Okay, and this need for immediacy, for quick fixes, it seems to hit our basic needs too. Point three, ultra-processed food and instant delivery. How does disconnection from our bodies play into this?
Well, Bottega suggests that when we're out of touch with our body's actual needs, we often eat to fill like emotional holes, not for real nourishment.
Comfort eating, basically.
Comfort eating, stress eating.
Yeah.
The ego just wants pleasure now. So ultra-processed foods designed to be cheap, fast, addictive, they boom.
Yeah.
And delivery apps just make it friction-free.
Right.
And look at the market. Food delivery has doubled since 2017, pushing $150 billion. People eat 60, 70% more processed snacks. And in many Western countries, over half our daily calories now come from these ultra-processed things.
Over half. Wow. It's quite something.
It shows a real disconnect from nourishment, doesn't it?
Yeah.
We're filling up, but maybe not feeding ourselves.
It really does. And speaking of deep human needs, relationships. Point four is pornography and casual hookup apps. How does Bottega link societal disconnection to changes in intimacy?
He argues that in a disconnected world, real vulnerability, real intimacy, it just feels too risky or maybe too much work.
Yeah, too slow.
Too slow, exactly.
Hmm.
So people gravitate towards instant gratification, surface-level pleasure. These platforms offer the illusion of connection, maybe, but without the actual commitment or messiness of a real relationship.
And the numbers.
They reflect the demand. Pornhub had, 42 billion visits back in 2019? Dating app revenue has more than doubled to over $6 billion. In places like the U.S. and Europe, a third of new couples meet online now.
A third?
Yeah, it promises connection, but Bottega would question if it's delivering depth or just simulation. Pleasure without real presence.
It's a disturbing pattern across these different areas, isn't it? This constant looking outside ourselves. Okay, let's keep going. Number five, celebrity culture and toxic fame obsession. How does feeling unfulfilled drive this?
Well, the idea is if your own life feels a bit empty or lacks meaning, you start living vicariously through famous people. You project your own dreams and desires onto them.
Escape.
Totally an escape. And the media, the algorithms, they just amplify it.
Yeah.
But, you know, the more you idolize others, the further you get from finding your own inner value. Look at influencer market gets exploded tenfold, like under $2 billion in 2016 to over $20 billion now.
Wow.
And think about the global reach of K-pop, Bollywood. Uh-huh. Our attention is definitely drawn outwards towards these big, shiny figures. The more disconnected we feel inside, the brighter those external lights.
Which leads perfectly into number six, luxury status symbols, cars, watches, designer bags. If internal value is low, these things become ego props.
That's exactly it. The ego shouts, "Look at me, I matter," through these objects. When that inner sense of mattering is weak, external symbols become really important. It's less about the quality sometimes and more about the signal it sends.
Image over substance.
Precisely.
Yeah.
And the market shows it up nearly 50% in a decade, over $370 billion now. Brands like Louis Vuitton, Gucci, they're not just selling products, they're selling identity perceived status. You buy it instead of building it.
Okay. And if we're chasing external markers, it makes sense we'd look for quick fixes for ourselves too. Point seven, over-the-counter fixes, supplements, cosmetic stuff. Biohacks.
Yeah, Bottega connects this directly to being disconnected from the self. Mm. You don't feel whole inside. You start chasing this idea of external perfection. The ego is always whispering, you're not quite right. Mm. But this pill, this cream, this procedure, that will fix it.
Right.
So you get this huge market for things promising optimization without addressing, you know, the root cause, maybe a lack of self-acceptance. This sector's grown like 70-80% in 10 years.
Yeah.
Supplements alone. $170 billion plus.
Good crap.
Minimally invasive cosmetic treatments jumped over 40% in the U.S. since 2015. These industries literally thrive on insecurity, selling shortcuts to confidence.
Seems like a constant search for something external to make us feel okay. Which leads to number eight, hyperviolent or escapist entertainment, shooter games, action movies. How does Bottega see this as an escape?
Well, if reality feels overwhelming or maybe just boring or meaningless, the ego craves intense stimulation just to feel something.
Adrenaline, control.
Both, yeah. Violent games, big action films, they offer guaranteed power, control, excitement, a predictable hit. And the industry's doubled. Gaming revenue is approaching $190 billion globally, over 2.7 billion gamers.
2.7 billion?
Yeah. It's not just fun. Bottega argues it's often a deep need for an alternate reality where you feel powerful, distracting you from maybe feeling powerless or anxious in the real world.
And if stillness is uncomfortable, then point nine makes sense too. High stimulation experiences, parties, festivals, extreme sports, another way to avoid quiet.
Exactly. If you're disconnected from your inner calm, silence can feel, well, really threatening. So you chase noise, speed, intensity, huge festivals, extreme sports. They provide that temporary hit of feeling alive, that buzz.
A performance for the ego too.
Often, yeah. Look cool, do something extreme. But Bottega warns, once the music stops or the adrenaline fades, the underlying emptiness can feel even starker. The market reflects the craving. Though live events, high stimulation stuff, surge 50%, nearing $1.5 trillion. Music festivals drawing massive crowds, extreme sports demand way up. It feeds on our fear of just being.
Okay, finally, number 10. Coaching for external success only. Wealth, dating, confidence coaching. How is this a symptom of drifting from inner truth?
Bottega's point here is that as people lose touch with their inner compass, they look for external maps to success. Not necessarily for wisdom or self-understanding, but for techniques to win more money, better dates, more influence.
Break shortcuts again.
Sort of. This kind of coaching often plays on the ego's desires and fears, selling formulas for external achievement. But without that foundation of inner awareness, Bottega suggests it might just build a more polished mask. Not a more authentic self.
And this market is growing too.
Oh yeah. Doubled in about a decade, over $4.5 billion now. And the fastest growth is exactly in those areas, money, power, attraction. It shows where the collective yearning is being channeled. Outwards for results, not necessarily inwards for meaning.
Okay, so these 10 trends paint a picture. But Bottega goes further. He maps out the consequences if this keeps accelerating. This isn't just about markets, is it? It's about society itself.
No, it's much bigger than markets. He calls it the signs of acceleration.
Yeah.
These sectors, many are growing 10-20% a year. That's fast.
It is.
His projection is pretty sobering. If this rate continues, By 2035, just over a decade away, over 80% of the global population could be primarily driven by these disconnected cycles.
Yeah.
And by 2045, things like mindfulness, deep connection, they could become like minority pursuits.
So what does breakdown actually mean in his view? It's not like one big event.
No, not like a switch flipping. He describes it more as overlapping, cascading crises.
Okay.
First, a mental health breakdown.
Yeah.
The WHO data already points that way, right? Depression, anxiety. He suggests this could become an exponential crisis in the next 5-10 years.
We're already seeing signs of that.
Definitely. Then, a social fabric breakdown. Think loneliness epidemics, less community involvement, more polarization, more unrest. He puts that maybe 10, 15 years out if trends continue.
Right.
Then, the obvious environmental and economic strain. All this consumption, fast fashion, processed food, it fuels ecological problems, climate change, biodiversity loss. Scientists are already warning about tipping points within 20, 30 years.
And finally,
a spiritual breakdown, a loss of meaning, addiction to just stimulation, eroding trust. That's arguably happening right now and just getting worse.
He offers scenarios too, doesn't he? Like possible futures.
Yeah, he lays out a few paths, an optimistic one where we actually heed the warnings, consciously shift towards awareness, and manage to plateau the disconnection by the 2030s, avoiding the worst.
Okay, possible.
Then the baseline scenario.
Yeah.
Basically, we carry on as we are, trends continue, and by the early 2040s, these overlapping crises really start to manifest significantly.
And a pessimistic one.
That's where the current acceleration continues, plus we get hit with new destabilizing factors, maybe AI misuse, major geopolitical collapse, things like that.
Yeah.
In that case, he suggests breakdown could arrive much sooner, maybe within 10, 15 years, so late 2030s.
Wow.
And the key takeaway from all this, Bottega argues, is if you just follow the money, follow the attention.
Mm-hmm.
Humanity seems to be on a path of increasing disconnection. And, well, systems built on emptiness can't sustain themselves indefinitely. The data points towards a potential critical societal breakdown point sometime between 2035 and 2045 if we don't change course.
Okay, this is where it gets, well, even more serious. Bottega makes a direct link between this societal disconnection and the risk of war. He talks about a dark pattern in history.
He does. It's a really stark observation, but one that history seems to support, unfortunately. When societies become fragmented, when people feel isolated, distracted, driven by ego and fear, they become more susceptible to conflict. It's easier to mobilize a disconnected populace against another.
And he sees drivers for this risk increasing now.
Yeah, several key ones. Obvious geopolitical tensions, right? U.S.-China, Russia-NATO, Middle East instability, it's all simmering, and global arms spending, highest since World War II. Over $2.4 trillion last year.
$2.4 trillion.
Yeah. Then add resource pressures. Climate change is making droughts, food shortages, migration worse. Scarcity breeds conflict historically. Mm-hmm. Plus technology acceleration, AI warfare, cyber attacks, autonomous weapons, developing rapidly, often without strong ethical frameworks, partly because of this wider disconnection.
And the social aspect.
That's critical. The weakening social fabric. Loneliness, echo chambers, disinformation, radicalization, all make people more vulnerable to simplistic use versus them narratives, which are the bedrock of war propaganda.
So does he actually put odds on this, scenarios for war?
He offers estimates, yeah.
Oh.
An optimistic view, maybe a 20-25% chance where cooperation increases and we avoid major extended war.
Okay.
But a baseline estimate of 50-60% likelihood that we see one or more extended wars erupt before 2040. That could be proxy wars, serious economic warfare, major cyber conflicts.
So more likely than not in that scenario.
According to his analysis of the trend, yes. And then the pessimistic outlook, another 20-25% chance is that by the mid to late 2030s, as these other crises potentially converge, a major global conflict emerges, possibly something on a scale we haven't seen in a very long time.
That's sobering.
It is. And his core insight ties it all together. The probability of war increases as societal disconnection accelerates. When people are lost, afraid, looking outward for enemies, war becomes almost like the ultimate terrible distraction, a perverse way to find meaning and unity, fueled by ego and fear.
But this is crucial. Bottega doesn't leave us there. He insists this isn't inevitable. There's hope, right? A way out.
Absolutely. That's the paradox and the power of his message. Breakdown isn't destiny. War isn't preordained.
So what is the antidote?
In a word, awareness. It's the direct counterforce to disconnection. Just like disconnection can spread culturally, so can connection, so can awareness. If enough people start choosing presence, intention, conscious action, the whole trajectory can shift. It bends.
Because war needs buy-in.
Exactly.
Yeah.
War requires mass participation. or at least mass apathy and acceptance. Awareness fundamentally undermines that. It makes people harder to manipulate, more connected to shared humanity. Bottega suggests this decade, right now, is the critical window to actively reverse the trend. If we don't make significant progress by around 2035, the momentum towards conflict might become much harder to stop.
So it comes down to individual choices, amplified collectively. Mm. What does he suggest for you, the listener, listening right now? What can people actually do?
It starts small, but it's powerful. He urges reconnecting with stillness, even just 5 minutes a day, intentionally. Pausing.
Okay.
Asking yourself honestly when you feel a craving for shopping, for food, for distraction. Am I feeling a genuine need or just trying to patch over an empty feeling? Choosing depth over speed whenever possible.
Like real conversation over scrolling.
Yeah, seeking real connection over just looking at curated images. And consciously supporting things, creators, businesses, coaches that genuinely align with awareness and well-being, not just maximizing profit from disconnection.
And his core message.
To remember that in a world engineered for distraction, simply choosing to be fully present, right here, right now, it's actually a revolutionary act.
So it's not about dropping out of society.
Not at all. It's about reshaping it from the inside out. Every time you choose awareness over autopilot, every time you act with intention rather than just reacting. Bottega argues you're weakening the gears of that machine driving us towards breakdown.
You're planting a seed of peace.
You're planting a seed of peace, exactly. In a world that's getting dangerously ready for conflict, it's how we actively valorize the solutions. One conscious choice, one moment of presence at a time.
Okay. So we've covered a lot. Bottega's map of these 10 trends thriving on disconnection, the potential consequences, this path towards breakdown, and that stark warning about war.
Mm-hmm.
But the key takeaway feels like these are symptoms of a deeper disconnection. And crucially, we have agency. We can choose differently.
Precisely. And Bottega's final thought really lands with impact. He essentially says, the question isn't if a storm is coming, the signs are already here. The real question is, will we meet it asleep, lost in distraction, or will we meet it awake?
Trends aren't destiny.
Trends are not destiny. Our individual awakening, our collective shift towards awareness that genuinely holds the power to rewrite the future we're currently hurtling towards. It's not a call to arms he's making. It's a call to remember who we truly are beneath the noise.